Well, we try and balance these out. If there's a long one one day, we have a short one, that is, short episode, the next day, and so it goes today. Quick one, how voice directors can help you feel part of the production team. Yeah, directors, if you are a director in a voiceover studio, bear these points in mind. Make your talent feel part of the team. Introduce them to people in the gallery. It's polite, they feel much more collegiate, as though it's a group effort. And also, the voiceover person can then speak to people individually by name. They feel much more comfortable and therefore confident. That's going to help their voice. Include them in conversations from inside their booth. Or, preferably, occasionally get them outside of the booth and into your control room area so you can have a face-to-face discussion rather than through a microphone and through several panes of glass. Again, it makes it to feel much more of a group experience, shared knowledge, and it's much more likely they'll understand exactly what's going on and be able to help you in that rather than feel as though they're being told what to do. Explain what's happening. Yeah, we're just going to be taking a couple of minutes. We just need to discuss that last read, but also we're discussing some other reads and some other parts of the whole approach to this particular marketing campaign. Now, that kind of explanation is really important because otherwise the voiceover person may think, they've been talking about me for 3 minutes and will start to get a little bit nervous. So if they know roughly what is going on, even if you're telling a little bit of a fib to them, then it's going to make them feel much more reassured that they're okay and therefore they're going to be putting in a better performance. And try not to turn your back on them when discussing the recording with a client. Now, this is actually quite a difficult thing to do to a certain extent because inevitably the control panel, the desk that you are driving and sitting at with all the knobs, buttons on, faders on, is facing the glass and the voiceover actor is the other side of the glass, probably looking pretty much straight at you through those panes. And behind you will be those various other people. So it could be the script writer, it could be somebody from the agency, what could be the advertising agency, could be the voiceover agency, could be someone from the brand, it could be a client, it could be someone on work experience or internship. And inevitably, when you as the director ask their opinions about a particular read, you will naturally turn around and look at them in the eye. So it's face to face, so it's eyeball to eyeball. But then you're turning your back on the voiceover talent. And that can appear to be a little bit rude to some people. I'm not saying that I would find it rude, but it may just be worth explaining to the voiceover talent. Oh, and when we discuss things, I'm sorry about this, just the way the layout is of the studio and the control room, I will actually just have to turn my back on you for a minute or so. Hope that's okay. Take no offence. So there's four things to remember so you can help as a voice director how you can help your voiceover talent feel part of the production team. Tomorrow on the programme, voiceover guide tracks. Yeah, we've spoken about line reads before. Voiceover guide tracks are something a little bit different, as we'll discuss and discover together tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voiceover Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.